I think we're really proud of the performance of the team that have been building the railway. But the greatest achievement is going to be the connecting of communities. I mean, this is really going to transform the lives of thousands of people. And I think that's the exciting thing about working on the railways.
And connecting those communities, that goes two ways. You know, people at the borders getting to see Edinburgh, but also those people who don't really know the borders that well getting to see the countryside.
Absolutely. I mean, the borders is one of the most beautiful parts of Scotland. And I can't wait, personally, to take the railway from Edinburgh to the borders and to see more of that beautiful countryside. So I think it will bring economic opportunity to the borders of Midlothian in two directions. It does allow people who are currently in the lower paid jobs in those areas to go and seek higher wages and employment in Edinburgh. So that's exciting. But I think it's the reverse traffic as well, which will allow the borders to see economic regeneration. And I think that's a hugely exciting opportunity.
And part of that regeneration is actually building homes and communities along the rail network. How far is that going to stretch? I mean, we're here in Shawfair. Is that going to expand from here?
I'm sure it will do. I mean, right across our country, what we see is that the railways are the key catalyst to economic regeneration and development. So here in Shawfair, we're seeing 4,000 houses planned. But I am absolutely sure that we will see that spread along the railway, not just to jobs, but also industry and employment opportunities as well. You know, the railways are really the economic arteries of our country. And I think so it's fantastic to actually be building a new railway and creating that economic opportunity for people here in Scotland.
And you're pushing forward with technology as well. They're going to have electric charging points. You know, it's really moving, not just the longest domestic railway in 100 years, but actually really forward thinking.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's very important to recognise that when you put in a railway, you totally transform the transport system of the country. We're going to take 500,000 cars off the road by putting this railway in. So that makes our roads safer, less congested, and transport will have a lower environmental impact. But in keeping with that, indeed, you're absolutely right. We are thinking more and more in terms of people's life journey, the journey that they have to take from when they leave their home to where they get to their destination. So how can we make that whole journey experience more efficient for them, with new kinds of ticketing, new kinds of mobility to get to the station. And when they're on the train, new connectivity, better Wi-Fi, better telephone connection as well, so that the train journey itself is a productive use of people's time.
And there's, the Minister mentioned earlier, there's a greater integration of the companies working together now. How do you see, you know, with a privatised rail network, how do you see the integration working yourself?
Well, we work very closely with our train operating company partners, and you know, we were delighted yesterday with the new franchise award to see that finally reach a conclusion. We would have been happy to work with any of the companies who attended for that, and we work with all of them in their bids. But we work very closely with the Abellio on a number of railways across the country, and I'm excited about the opportunities of working closely with them in the next 10 years to make ScotRail an even more successful part of our national infrastructure.